All that skin that was dead around there.
Yeah.
Proud Flesh.
Proud Flesh, yeah.
Did you have anything to paint that with?
Yeah.
And if you had a little pimple that got big and very sore, what?
Infected.
What would you call that?
Infected.
But I mean the pimple itself, would it get to be a raisin or a boil or what? How did you used to say that?
Well, it gets damn fine. What do you call it?
Carbuncle.
You'd have carbuncle. That's on your neck, though. You had carbuncle.
Inside a carbuncle, you'd have what's the stuff that has to be removed?
Pus.
This pus. And in a blister, you've got
skin. That's on that blister.
Just water in the hair.
Water, yeah.
Pus. Uh-huh. Did children come down? You say you had a lot of malaria here, but how about children with very sore throats? Did they used to have I think they give shots for it now, and we don't hear it.
Well, that one, you goggle. No, they had a goggle made out of something. All of them had a different kind of goggle, I reckon.
How about diphtheria? Did they used to have that?
Oh, had it plenty of diphtheria, yeah.
And that was a killer, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And instead of saying arthritis in the old days, you used
called it rheumatism.
Rheumatism?
Yeah.
And if your liver got bad and your skin turned yellow, what?
Jaundice. Yeah.
And if you got very sick and you had pains in your right side?
Appendicitis.
And in the old days, what did they do for that? Anything?
Well, most of them let you die, I tell you the truth.
Is that right? There's no,
wasn't no cure.
No cure.
These doctors couldn't operate. It was up in the 30s, I reckon, before they started operating.
That late?
Yeah.
Doing
any good.
If you didn't get something like a cold, what would you do for that?
Whiskey.
Whiskey.
Man, I don't know what to tell them to do.
The cold might make you what? Your throat? Does it make you hard to talk? How would you describe that?
Horse.
And if you brought up something, you
spit it out.
That would be a bad. Cough a lot, say he has a bad
cough.
And if his throat was so sore that he couldn't get food down, you say, well, he just can't
swallow.
And he had malaria and he.
Well, he had plenty of that.
And
that's just calamine quinine.
I see. If you lose a lot of water during the fever, say he really, what?
Sweating?
Perspiring? Sweat it out?
Of course, native called it sweating. And white folks said perspiring.
I see. And if he died, would you tell me something about how death, what you do right after he died? For example, if you wanted to talk about somebody dying and you didn't want to say a word, you wanted to say a nicer word than die.
He's passed.
Passed.
Yeah.
And if you didn't like him, you might say, well, I hear old so-and-so.
Woke up in hell this morning.
I see.
Get the bucket.
the thing that they put the body in, what do they call that in the old days?
Called it a box, the only thing it had in those days was a pine box.
Mm-hmm. Would the family wear black? They were in
the mourning.
Then they had a regular
funeral.
Preacher
be there and he'd have prayer or something.
Uh-huh.
See how good it was, no matter damn how bad it was. They told the good things.
And then they'd take him where?
To the cemetery. A graveyard. They would.